From Austin Film Festival, this is On Story, a look inside the creative process from today's leading writers and filmmakers. I'm your host, Barbara Morgan. On Story features discussions with a diverse array of voices who use the language of film and television to tell a story. All of our content is recorded live at the Austin Film Festival and Conference, at our year-round events, and in up-to-the-minute interviews. This special presentation of On Story is a closer look at some of the incredible films chosen to screen at the 25th annual Austin Film Festival. We talked with the filmmakers whose work represents some of the most original voices in filmmaking from around the world, about the challenges they faced in the creative process, and the breakthroughs that led them to the Austin Film Festival. Her Iranian parents long for their daughter to have the perfect Persian wedding, but Nusha can't seem to hold a relationship together long enough to ever see that through. That is, until she meets Alex, an eccentric bisexual artist who might just be the one. Writer-director Sarah Zandia presents us with an amazing culture clash and familial comedy that is sharp and witty and eloquent. Simple Wedding screens October 25th at the Alamo Drafthouse Village and October 30th at the Galaxy Highland.
My name is Sarah Zandia. I'm a writer. I'm the writer-director of Simple Wedding. And my movie is a romantic comedy about an Iranian girl who meets an American guy, and they have to introduce their families together and sort of try and make their relationship work and bring their families together and deal with the culture clash and how that tests their relationship.
So can you talk a little about where that idea came from? You're one of the writers, and you know how the concept was birthed and how you worked on the script. You had a co-writer, right?
Yes, I had a co-writer for some time. It started off in a very personal place. I conceived the story very early on, about 6 years ago, and it was loosely based on my former partner and I. And he, you know, I'm Iranian, and he was American, and he was this very progressive, sort of militant feminist artist, and we were always really inspired by our relationship, and our cultural world, I felt, was interesting and not really represented in the romantic comedy. It felt contemporary, and I think it says a lot about where we are as a culture, as an American culture, that I don't really see represented in mainstream movies. I was like, I want to write a romantic comedy about us, about, you know, our relationship. And I started writing, and I worked on the screenplay alone for about 2 years. And I had the privilege of taking it through the screenwriting lab called the Sine Qua Non Screenwriting Lab, which is a fantastic lab for screenwriters in Mexico. And I had the honor of workshopping my script with the incredible screenwriter Sabrina Dewan, who is the screenwriter of Monsoon Wedding. So that workshop was sort of the big breakthrough of the script, where I came up with all the characters, and I and Sabrina was really great. She was our mentor during that lab. These screenwriting labs really are effective. They're, you know, because they sort of carve out this time for you to completely work on your story, and she is Indian American, and you know, she's an Indian screenwriter, and she was married to a white American guy, and so you know, she just really took to the concept and the story, and she had written a wedding movie before. So that was the first sort of big breakthrough with the script. But at that time, I had sort of structured it more like a family comedy. So it was more about the couple being with their families, and it was more about the culture clash of their families. And then I decided to move to LA, and I wanted to restructure the movie so that it played more like a traditional rom-com. And I think the movie is kind of a mashup of the rom-com and the family comedy. As I moved to LA, and I enlisted my friend, who's a Taiwanese-American screenwriter, into working with me for several months and helping me restructure the movie to play like a traditional rom-com. So we worked for many months, and we kind of had them not meet at the beginning, and then they had the meet cute, and you know, and so then it played out like that. And then she moved on to work on some other material, and then I continued to work on the script for another like year and a half, 2 years. And at that point, I had found my lead actress, Tara Grammy, and I was certain that she was going to play Nusha. And, you know, she wasn't exactly what had been written. So I wanted to tailor the script to play to her strengths and to play to her. And, you know, I kind of, I worked with her a lot, and we did a lot of improvisation. And so that gave new breath into the screenplay as well. And I just sort of, because she's a comedian, and so I pulled from some of her acts, like the Celine Dion is something that she did in a character reel, because she does a lot of impersonations. And so that's something I wrote into the screenplay later, after I had discovered Tara. So it's been a really long journey with the story and the screenplay. It's had so many different, you know, versions, and it was just one of those long gestation periods where I just needed a long time to figure out exactly how I wanted it to play. And it was a long journey, but I'm glad that it did end up sort of playing like a rom-com meets the family comedy.
So can you talk about how the casting process then helped you take it more universal?
I always knew we needed a great cast. I mean, I know that sounds like, oh, well, every movie needs a great cast, but this is different. Like, for the role of Maggie, that was played beautifully by Rita Wilson, that character meant so much to me. It was such an important character for me. It was such an important storyline for me, because I think the Rita Wilson and Maj Jobrani storyline is really carries the message of the movie. I mean, my casting, I can't tell you how important I knew it had to be. I just had to find all of these characters, and it is kind of an ensemble comedy, and it is a multi-generational comedy. You know, it's something that I can enjoy with like my film school friends, but I can also enjoy with like my middle-aged mother, or my grandmother loves this movie. So that's like something I was so adamant about getting a great ensemble cast. And I love casting comedians in dramatic roles. So Maz and Tara are comedians, and you know, I love seeing them do dramas. And I had done a short film with Maz Jobrani, Reza Hassani Goes to the Mall, which played at the Austin Film Festival several years ago, where I also cast him in a sort of dramedy, you know, like a dramatic situation. And it was, he was amazing in that short. And I knew I wanted to cast him again for the role of Uncle Salman. So some of the roles I had written for these actors, like Ziba and Reza Hosseini, Nusha's parents, were written for Shohreh Alzashlu and her husband, Hushang Tozi. And Uncle Salman was written for Maj Jobrani. I mean, even from the beginning, I always envisioned them in these roles. And Shohreh Alzashlu, who's like an Emmy-winning, Oscar-nominated actress, I wanted to see her in a comedy, because, you know, in a lot of Iranian theater, she does a lot of comedy, and she's really funny. But I think in American mainstream, you know, movies and television, you see such a serious side of her. She's always playing, you know, like the terrorist's wife, or like a very kind of down and, you know, depressed sort of submissive woman, or, you know, she's always playing these extremely serious and dramatic roles. And I really wanted her, because I wanted to show her funny side, because she's so funny. She's hilarious. And it's riveting to see her in a comedy. And I've gotten that from so many people, that they're like, oh my God, I didn't know Shohreh Alzashlu was so funny. And I'm like, yeah, she's hilarious. And she's amazing.
Well, she also has phenomenal timing. She was a surprise for me in the film, just because I wasn't, as you point out, expecting her comedy. And that, I think, is, you know, sort of a 1-2 punch, you know, that you don't expect it out of her. And then she's so adept at it, because she really does, her responses and sometimes just her facial expressions are just enough, you know, played against the rest of the characters. Yeah.
Absolutely. I mean, she has a tremendous sense of humor in real life. She's very lighthearted. It just seemed like obvious to me, because it's like, and I'd also seen her theater, you know, she does it in Farsi, so I've seen her act, comedic act chops, you know, in like Iranian theater plays. But yeah, I was so excited to be like, I'm putting you in an American comedy. And she was like, yes, I finally get to do a comedy. Because I think that was also what enticed her, because she didn't have to do it, but I think she was kind of excited to do a comedy. And when you are making a comedy, it's also fun, despite all the stresses of filmmaking and, you know, the speed and the intensity. When you are making a movie like this that is so lighthearted, that is so funny and available and broad, you know, it's the vibe of the set reflects what you see.
Well, one of my favorite characters is actually the father in the film. I did not recognize him, and he really embodied a role that played well against her. I thought that was really fabulous. And watching him kind of, his frustration and his flowering was really fascinating and also quite funny. So is this modeled after your own father or?
Every Persian father. Honestly, the Persian father is such an archetype. It's just like him building that like ancient Persian fountain in the backyard. Like literally so many Persian fathers have done that. It's like, you know, I watch a lot of stand-up, like Maz, and there's this comedian, Tehran, and he does this bit about Persian fathers, and it's so funny because it's so universal, you know? I mean, my dad is specific, but, you know, they all kind of, like, when I get together with, like, my first-generation Iranian friends, and we're like, does your dad do this? I'm like, yes. And they're like, is your dad doing this? I'm like, yes, they're always building stuff in the backyard. They want to, you know, they're all engineers. They're just like, they want order. They want structure. They want, you know, they want their children to do their best and to have stability and be responsible. And, you know, and I think that's so universal. You know, it's just that long suffering husband, father figure that is just trying to hold his family together. And I watched a lot of National Lampoon's. I watched a lot of Chevy Chase. Like, I was like, I want the Persian Chevy Chase for that father. And Hushang was perfect. He is kind of like the Persian Chevy Chase for me.
So I'm glad you brought up your short film that we showed years ago. Can you talk about how you decided that this project, this very personal project, was, because the other one seemed a little personal too, how you chose this one as the one you were going to develop into a feature and direct and...
Well, it's interesting because when I was touring with Reza Hassani Goes to the Mall, and, you know, I played a Telluride in Austin, and it won the best film at the Columbia University Film Festival, which is where I went to film school, which was like a competitive award. And it did so well. And I think the success of that short and the experience I had touring with that short really touched me because, you know, on that tour, like so many people would come up to me afterwards after seeing it and say, you know, that guy is my father. You know, I'm from Ethiopia. I'm an Ethiopian immigrant, or I'm a Polish Jewish immigrant. My dad immigrated in the 40s, but he is my father. And the fact that it was like, I was just get chills, like hearing the way people would connect with the story. And it was kind of specific to my own immigrant parents and father and story. But, you know, this country is a country based on immigrants, and the fact that it connected with so many different cultural backgrounds, it's just these cross-cultural universal stories about family that are heartwarming, that are accessible, and that people can access and connect with their own emotional associations. Like, that's what I want to do forever, you know? And so that's kind of what gave the idea of Simple Wedding. It was, I wanted to just make this multicultural, multi-generational, broad comedy, but that also had a social message.
Cheers.
What is that? That's lovely.
That's a poem by the 14th century Persian poet Hafiz, greatest poet of all time. It says, Zahi ishq, zahi ishq, kas sedaye sokhan ishq nadidam khoshtar. Long live love, for I have not heard a more merrier word than love.
That's beautiful.
I had a friend from Riyadh once, and it is such a pity how complicated it is over there now.
Oh, with all due respect, actually, we are not from Riyadh. We are from Tehran.
Oh, my God.
And just so you know, no region with oil will have peace.
Yeah.
And our stellar foreign policy doesn't help either.
Oh, well, you're such a political expert, Stephen, that the next time you go to the Middle East, and you may not come back because we know what they do to people like you over there.
Wow.
Well, I wouldn't care so much.
Go Team Talbot. Mommy, could you pass the baklava?
Thank you for joining us for this special episode of the On Story podcast. At the 25th Annual Austin Film Festival, we are thrilled to present a diverse array of outstanding international storytellers. We hope you will join us October 25th through November 1st. You can get your film passes and badges at austinfilmfestival.com, where you can also find this year's full lineup of films and panels. You've been listening to Austin Film Festival's On Story.